Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is the morning show with John and Hugh. Willie P in for John, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We started the morning by talking about the brand new Ford Bronco pictures that were released. Have you figured out how you're going to trick out yours?
Nah, first I got to figure out if I want to get one at all. You know, I mean, I would like to, but you know, hey, got other stuff.
You got to get
a home first.
Got to get commitments. I got you. The ones I'm seeing where the more hard top, that's the one I want. The four-door hard top is the one I want.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. It's pretty nice. That's the one I want.
Talking about that a lot earlier on the program. We'll get in a little bit more talk on the Braves, who had their first intra-squad scrimmage last night, coming up about 20 minutes from right now. And we're also going to catch up with our good friend Bob Rathbun, the TV voice of the Atlanta Hawks. He's got a very interesting assignment during the COVID quarantine. He has been broadcasting the basketball tournament, the TBT, if you will, for ESPN. And they actually have their finals tonight, so we'll tap him a little bit and see what he's been doing, not only with that tournament, but also ask him about not only the Hawks, but the NBA bubble, and whether or not anything that can be brought from the TBT bubble to the NBA bubble. It is time to do the pick six. I will bring in our esteemed producer, Abe Gordon. The pick six for today actually has yours truly at the helm. It is the top six, at least in my mind, sports themes, and we'll try to keep this as not controversial as Abe's lists usually
are.
Yeah,
as they have been in the past. Yeah.
Because this is this, unlike Abe's list yesterday, is a perfect list, and of it can't
unlikely.
Be disputed.
Unlikely. Ugh. Sorry.
Boy, that was
pulling
strong.
John Freak to clear my voice. Unlikely. Yeah. Go ahead, though. No, good.
That is talk about announcing your presence with authority over there.
Yeah, he scared me with that a little bit. It sounded a little, scared me a little bit.
That's the first time I've ever heard Abe say it with his chest before. All right, which one of you? So what I have here is I have Oren back at the Midtown Studios. He has all six cuts ready to go, and if you get one right, he is going to play it on command. So whichever one of you wants to go first, go ahead.
See, this is going to be kind of interesting because I don't know the name of the songs, but the most iconic.
You could just say the name of the property that they.
Yeah, I would probably say the most iconic is the Monday Night Football theme. Dun, 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 dun.
Is the computer locking up now? Honestly, there it is.
Yes. Hey, out the box.
So one, two, Hugh Douglas, MNF. The actual name of that song is called Heavy Action, is the name of that song. So we got one.
Is that a betting reference?
No, it's literally that was the name of the song when it came out in the middle 70s. All right, Abe Gordon, deals to you. Abe.
Okay. I mean, the number one song on here has got to be John Tesh calling his home voicemail answering machine, leaving a message with what eventually becomes. Is that it?
It is.
The NBA. on NBC.
Has to be.
Seriously?
Why not?
Oh, absolutely. Whoa, whoa, whoa. What, Hugh Douglas, are you questioning this?
No, 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 comp. First of all, Abe, take it down an octave.
I'll come right through this phone, Hugh. I'll come right through this
phone. No, I'm saying John Tett. No, I'm talking about the story behind the song.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude, there's great video of him explaining how he had something in his head and you got it stuck in there, and he didn't have a way to record. So he called his home voicemail, left a message with him humming kind of a very raw theme, and then he developed it from there. Yeah, true story.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah, he did a live concert at Red Rocks.
Me about the NBA
theme. Here it is.
An idea. It goes like this.
That's funny. That's so funny.
Yeah, you didn't kind of kill it, but that's fine.
That's funny. They also did a pretty cool SNL bit on it where they kind of faked like there were actually lyrics to that song.
Mm-hmm.
And the lyrics were being sung by John's faux brother, I think it was Dave. It was actually played by I think Jason Sudeikis on that. So
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that song is definitely on there. So you have two for two so far, guys, on the Pick Six best sports themes.
Okay. An event like any other, none other. Wait a minute, I said it wrong. I blew it. An event like none other. The Masters.
You got it. There it is. Show you the azaleas.
So what's the
Sarazen Bridge? The Masters on CBS. That's three for three. See, I told you this list wasn't controversial, guys. This is going to be the best pick six of all time.
We're only halfway there. Don't puff off your chest.
I'm already there. I'm already there. I'm so confident. But yes, that song.
These are the easy ones we got.
That song is like the sound of spring, everything blooming, all that stuff. I think that has to be it. All right, so you're three for three. Abe, you are up.
I think I'm going to go I don't know how rogue you went with your list, which is what's kind of messing with I think I'm going to keep it pretty mainstream and go with the Olympics.
There you go. John Williams, Olympic Fanfare. Very good.
That's a pretty good one.
Only comes around every 4 years, but...
Five now.
Sticks in your ear every time that you hear it. So there you go. So you're four for four. There was one particular one that I wanted to pick that I didn't know if it would play well with this particular group.
Can I guess what that one was?
You can guess what that one was.
I think the one you wanted to go, because I have it as a guess, and I don't think you were going to put it, but the Champions League theme.
No, that's not it.
Oh.
Ooh, I got a guess.
Go ahead.
Since we haven't had one of your sport that your favorite sport, I would assume. I'm not putting any words in your mouth. But the Baseball Tonight theme.
No, actually no. I have no baseball theme.
Wow.
I have no baseball themes in here.
Okay.
So no MLB on Fox is there either. I know. I love how you automatically assume that baseball is my favorite, though.
Yeah, I did automatically. That's why I said after it came out my mouth, I was like, yeah, that might not be his favorite, though. So yeah,
My baseball was my growing up favorite, but I like to refer to myself as a recovering baseball fan.
Okay.
Like it's an addiction that I have to get rid of.
Gotcha.
I gotcha. So that's our. So we have one official wrong guess there. So go ahead, Abe. We're looking for two more.
Yeah, boy. I wonder. I don't know if this is cheating, Hugh, but I might knock out both with one guess. But CBS on the collegiate level have some very special themes. I wouldn't be shocked if both sports are on there. Basketball and football, but for the purpose of one guess, I'll go with this college football theme, SEC on CBS.
Yeah, that was a bit. Yeah, that was a
That's the one. And I did also flub. I meant every 2 years with the Olympics. You have summer and the winter. Although,
and that's the one that made Deshaun Tate not like us no more.
Why is that? Oh, because of football?
Because it was because of football.
The SEC on CBS?
Yeah, it got a little controversial. Got a little controversial.
I got you. Do you want to go the way that Abe went with your next guest, or do you want to go off the board?
I want to go off the board. I want to say the NFL on Fox.
That's not it.
I should have went with Abe then. I should have went with the.
Should you? It might not be.
Well, since Abe's already guessed, I'll let Abe have it.
What do you think, Abe? Do you want to go with the other sport, or do you want to go?
I mean, I like the March. Well, you know what? This is another rogue guess that I'm kind of changing up. I don't know if it necessarily counts for what we're going for here in the pick six with your favorite sports theme song. What about One Shining Moment?
No. Although I do like One Shining Moment, I don't look at that as a theme. I think that's more montage music.
Yeah, I agree with you. I just didn't know if it.
It's a good cut, though. It's a good cut. I wouldn't say for the purposes of this discussion, I don't believe that fits. So while we have the NBA on NBC, we have Monday Night Football, we have Augusta, the Masters theme song, the SEC on CBS, and Monday Night and what was the other one that
the
you
Olympics.
Guys already got? The Olympics. The Olympics theme from John Williams. So you have one left. Ahead,
so is it Hank Williams? The Hank Williams thing? Are you ready for some football? That's not on there.
No, that's not on there. That's not on there.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I gotta circle back then to college basketball, March Madness, CBS.
Give it to him, Warren.
Go for it.
I love how polite the guy is on the text line for saying Olympics come around every 2 years, and he called me an idiot. He says, sorry for calling you an idiot. Have a blessed day. Which
hey,
I found
interesting. You know what? At least he apologized for it. I get called names all the time, and nobody apologizes to me.
Right? Right? I don't know what it is about. Apparently, I emit some sort of, I don't know. Maybe people are just not being nice to me. That is what it is. But, yes, those are the six. NBA on NBC, the Olympic theme, Monday Night Football, the SEC on CBS, March Madness, and Augusta with the Masters. Any qualms, gentlemen?
None. I got none.
Oren, do you have any qualms? Any?
No, I think you're in pretty good shape here, Willie. Again, for some rogue guesses, you could possibly have discussed Champions League for some people.
No.
But your list is pretty strong here, bud.
There was the one that I wanted to put on here that, again, I didn't think would play well is the old NHL on ESPN thing. That's the one that is not exactly a one that would play in this market because we don't have hockey anymore, RIP, the Thrashers. But that's the one that I was tempted to put on there. The one that would have been on the chopping block for that, I think, would have been the March Madness. Look at Orin. Orin's still playing John Tesh's. He's still playing John Tesh's.
That is funny.
That was good, though.
It was pretty easy. I don't want to say easy, but it was a pretty interesting list. Pretty interesting
Certainly
list.
Certainly so. We will put that on our Twitter at 929TheGame and see if you guys have any other objections or submissions for that. Bob Rathbun's going to join us about a half hour from right now. We'll come back and talk some Braves as well on Sports Radio 929TheGame and Radio.com.
An event unlike any other.
In for John, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Many people's omission for the sports theme that I did not put in my pick six. People are clamoring for ABC's Wild World of Sports. And again, that was one under consideration.
Yeah, that's old school, though.
That is very old school.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go so far as to call it obscure, but it is very old school. I'm not saying, again, it's... I'm not saying that it's
the
too old
school
for me.
The thrill of victory. And the agony of defeat.
See, that's what I think of more. I think of the Jim McKay undertone there more of that than I think of the actual song. I think of, you know, his voice saying, "Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory,
that was pretty dope. Yeah,
and the agony,
and the
of,
agony
defeat.
Of defeat."
Coming up about 50 minutes from right now, we're going to hear from Bob Rathbun, the television voice of the Atlanta Hawks, also the TV voice of the basketball tournament, which is airing on ESPN. Their finals are tonight. Before I get to the Braves, I want to pivot and take a left turn, because I kind of alluded to this yesterday, and I feel like there is an issue that everybody in the sports world is getting completely and utterly wrong. Like, I hear all these hosts and people who are talking about the NBA players are wrong for moaning and whining and all that stuff about the conditions in the bubble. And I'm sitting here, I'm saying, you are all 100% freaking wrong. Let them complain. Let them whine. You are not there. You don't see it. These guys are making a sacrifice in order to give us entertainment. They have the right to make these types of complaints. Because guess what? If I'm the NBA, I know my people. I know the people who are part of this league. And if I couldn't foresee or envision a scenario where we're giving them, say, substandard food or substandard accommodations, I get we're in a pandemic. And I get that it comes off very hollow when people are unemployed, losing jobs, and things of that nature. But my God, if you couldn't have envisioned this, if you are Adam Silver, if you're giving them plates of food that look like it comes out of a someplace I don't want to say, I mean, come on, man. Like, could you not have envisioned this?
I think I see where you're going. You're going, like, if you're gonna feed them that food, basically, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but if you're going to feed them that food, then they should be allowed to complain about it, correct?
Yes.
I kind of feel you on that, but at the same time, everybody's kind of making accommodations.
Sure,
for being
I'm not saying
in
that.
A situation. You know, I know you're not, but at the same time, I think that these cats got to be a little bit more understanding under the circumstances.
I see that.
And they have to be a little bit more willing to just, you know, chill out. Just let it just chill out, you know?
All I'm saying is this. I'd rather be talking about guys, you know, moaning and whining about them not having right accommodations than a growing list of players who would decide to opt out because of it. And again, I have no criticism towards anybody opting out for reasons involving family and their own personal safety, but I'd rather see them moan and whine about, you know, the box lunches. Because guess what? At the end of the day, they are, by just being there, committing a sacrifice to give us entertainment, which we are going to in turn talk about, that keeps us employed.
No, I mean, I get it. Yeah, I mean, and you know what? I'm all for that. And I definitely understand what you're saying. But it just, you know, it doesn't sound right. It just doesn't sound
right. But again,
it's a double-edged sword.
I also think about what I would feel like if I was in there. I'm like, man, you're asking me to do this? So, like, that's why I don't fault the one or two dudes that I don't want to say tried to skip the quarantine, but one of them, he literally admitted, he's like, I tried to get some food because this food is whack.
I mean, and you know, I know it for them, it's probably a step down, but boy, for a lot of other people, it sounds like it's kind of nice. You know what I mean? It sounds like it's a pretty nice little step. It's a pretty nice little layout. I mean, it does sound like a little nice little layout.
I don't want to sit here and slam the folks at Disney World, but I've been to Disney World, and it's not exactly as my father would call it, gustatorial delight over there. The Swan and Dolphin, if you know what I mean. It's the morning show, John and Hugh.
Swan and Dolphin. Dolphin.
That's where the MLS is staying. It's staying at the Swan and Dolphin. That's where they're staying. And a bunch of the other hotels are being taken up by the NBA. Braves last night held an inter-squad scrimmage, Hugh. We weren't really able to glean a lot from it. Mike Soroka looked very good. Four hits, four innings pitched. Did allow a couple of hits to Marcell Ozuna. Ozzy Albies had a pair of hits. We did see home run from Travis d'Arnaud, as well as one from Johan Camargo. Christian Pache, scary moment. Looked to hurt himself sliding into second base. He was helped off the field by trainers, but the team thinks he is okay, which is an encouraging sign. I know that like I said, last night was kind of hard to glean, but it was nice to at least see something on the field and at least what appears to be a step towards progress to actually getting the season up and going 10 days from now.
Yeah. I mean, and that's the thing that we took from it was that, you know, it looks like it's a go. You know, we talked a lot. I know that they talked a lot about the fact that, you know, some of the things are going to change as far as, you know, spitting and things of that nature. But it was just good to see just a little bit of baseball. You know, and Paul Byrd alluded to that last night as well during the broadcast. He was just so excited to have baseball back. Just anything that you can get and talk about is exciting at this point.
It's very much a kind of a guessing game as to where exactly you are going to get guys back. We talked a lot about the situation involving the players who are still out because of COVID-19. No Tuki Toussaint still, no Will Smith, no Freddie Freeman, and no Pete Cosma. Freeman, of course, chief among the concerns there. We did see Austin Riley play a little bit of first base yesterday. Again, only four innings and hard to really take a lot from that. Yonder Alonso has been talked about as a name, although I think he's kind of just a body. And, of course, Adam Duvall had some experience at the position in the big leagues. I think the Braves are still working under the assumption they can get Freddie back, but that's a hard thing, Hugh, because the one thing about Freddie is not only does he have to get the two negative tests in 24 hours, but he also has the symptoms, and you don't know how that affects the physicality.
Yeah, the body. We don't know how the body's going to react to that, man, and that's the reality of this. You know, I think it's being optimistic, thinking that Freddie's going to be back for the beginning of all of this. You know, like his wife said, and she posted, it hit him like a ton of bricks. And I can't imagine. And again, I don't know him like that. I don't know how his body's going to respond, but I just can't imagine that he would be up to speed. He might be healthy and might be back with the squad, but I can't imagine him being up to speed and ready to go in a couple of weeks. I just can't see that.
404-741-0929 is how you get in touch with the program. Also on the Salmon Brothers Diamond text line is how you get in touch with the program that way. We asked you the question on our Twitter page, at 929 the game. Who do you think is the newcomer that needs to show out the most in order for the Braves to win big? The three choices we gave you, Marcelo Zuna, Cole Hamels, Travis d'Arnaud. I seem to think it's Marcelo Zuna. You seem to think Cole Hamels. Why is Cole Hamels your selection there, Hugh?
You know, because of the pitching. And that was one of the things that we thought going into this thing that we were going to have a dearth of. And, you know, with Felix Hernandez being out, I think that it puts a lot more pressure on Cole, even though he already has pressure on him to just be healthy. What'd you say?
Or giving us some time in the segment.
No, it threw me like that's the loudest that he's ever done it, and I thought I missed something.
It's all good.
But yeah, that was one of the things that we were leaning on, you know. And then when you get Will Smith, that's gone. Well, with the COVID, and you got Tuki that has the COVID, it's kind of put a dent into that. So now, with that being said, again, the same thing with Freddie Freeman. We don't know when Freddie's coming back. We don't know when these guys are going to be ready to go. So that puts a little bit of pressure on Cole Hamels. That puts a lot of pressure on Cole Hamels, as a matter of fact.
I still think Ozuna, to me, brings about a greater importance to this team because of the fact that he is stepping into the shoes of a guy who was one of your most dominant, consistent forces throughout the season last year on offense with Freddie Freeman. With Josh Donaldson. And I also feel like that Josh's performance last year helped Freddie have one of his better years in terms of not only hitting, but as well as getting on base. And I do think that Ozuna can have that same kind of effect on Freddie like he had on Giancarlo Stanton when he was in Miami. And conversely, the effect that Stanton had on Ozuna, had some of his better years in Miami. And then when he went to St. Louis, he didn't have the kind of protection under Stanton. And here's the other part of this, too, Hugh, is that I think we underrate, too, how difficult it is for Travis d'Arnaud as a new catcher to handle this pitching staff when he hasn't handled it before.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough thing, man. I mean, but that's what we're trying to get accomplished here. You know, and that's why they were talking about it last night, just trying to get him acclimated to everybody as quickly as they possibly can.
Good friend of the show, Rob Rathbun. The basketball tournament is going on right now in Ohio. They actually have the finals tonight with Sideline Cancer taking on the Golden Eagles. This, of course, the tournament that features a lot of former college players and NBA players and the like. We'll ask him how the basketball tournament has fared in terms of accommodating their own COVID bubble, what transfers can be made from there to the NBA as that league tries to get up and going here at the end of the month. The Morning Show with John and Hugh, Willie P. in for John on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and online at radio.com. Is the Morning Show with John and Hugh, Willie P. in for John on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The NBA gets going a couple of weeks from Thursday, but there's basketball on tonight as the basketball tournament concludes with Sideline Cancer facing the Golden Eagles. And the man who is on the call for that for ESPN is a man who we know very, very well. He is the television voice of our Atlanta Hawks for Fox Sports. Bob Rathbun joins us on the waitforward.com hotline. Bob, long time no chat. Hope everything is well with you and yours.
Doing great, thank you. And the same wish for you guys. How are y'all doing?
We're okay. I didn't know how to answer that, Bob, when you asked me, because you kind of caught me off guard. But I guess we're okay. Willie P., how are you doing?
I'm all right. I was a little heated earlier, but I'm all right.
Yeah, he got a little heated about something. He got a little heated about Tim Tebow, and then it was the NBA and all this other stuff. But, Bob, this bubble has been going on for a couple of weeks now. So what have these guys been able – how have they been able to keep the bubble basically COVID-free?
Well, they've done a terrific job, Hugh. And it just goes to show you that if you have some personal discipline and a plan, you can pull this off. Now, this bubble is going to last probably two and a half weeks all told. And there was a lot of testing done before they got there. But they are completely enclosed. The only time these guys go outside is to be escorted over to the arena. They're in the Hyatt in downtown Columbus. Each team has one floor. Meals are delivered. Everything that you've heard about, I think, with the NBA and MLS applies here. The only difference is that they're not going anywhere, because the practice courts that have been set up in the convention hall is attached to the hotel. And then when they get in the arena, now they're playing where the Columbus Blue Jackets play, Nationwide Arena in downtown Columbus. It's a 20,000-seat arena. And when we tip off tonight at 7 o'clock, there may be 50 people total in the arena. The way that they've got this stage dressed for television, you never know where they are. And it works. The guys have bought in. They're playing for $1 million tonight. Loser gets nothing. And they've decided to make this work. And I think, you know, now obviously soccer and hockey and basketball are going to have to go for a lot longer. But it just goes to show you that it can be done.
I know that they lost some teams early, Bob. And I know that they're obviously, like you said, there was a lot of testing done on the way in. But what elements of that bubble, you said that they were somewhat restrictive in nature there, but what elements can transfer, do you think, to some of these other sports in terms of trying to keep this virus at bay?
Stick by the rules that they lay out. You know, when the NBA tells you that you can't walk outside a certain place to go get, you know, DoorDash, don't do it. You know, if you'll just pay attention to what they've laid out, I think success can be yours. These guys have not had, and listen, TBT is doing it on 1/1,000 of the money that these other leagues have. But it just shows you guys that, you know, if you want to make something happen like this in a pandemic, there you might look to TBT as an example, as a pathway to getting it done. But it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of commitment. It takes a lot of personal responsibility.
You know, Bob, I don't, you know, not to point out the obvious, but it sounds like you're a little triggered a little bit behind that. So, don't want to put words in your mouth, but do you feel like this actual bubble thing can work for the NBA? Do you feel like, you know, the players are kind of invested?
Hugh, I think the hardest thing about the bubble for the NBA is getting everybody there safely. I think once they're there and they abide by the rules, I don't think they're going to have a problem. And if this is the microcosm, TBT, then the NBA is the macrocosm. I think it can be done. They have gone to such incredible lengths to pull this off. If the guys will just buy in, and not just the players, coaches, support staff, everybody that's involved, if they'll just buy in, I think they can make this work.
Matchup again tonight between Sideline Cancer and the Golden Eagles. The Golden Eagles, basically a Marquette alumni squad. Sideline Cancer, a little bit more of a mix. Some former college stars, including Maurice Creek, Jamel Artis, as well as Marcus Keene. These are a lot of guys who've been a part of the college game for a while. What has stood out to you with these two, and how do you see this matchup tonight?
Well, it's a terrific setup, Will, the way that they do this. You know, there's a lot of different ways. Anybody can form a team in TBT. When we're under normal circumstances, the field has been as big as 97 teams. We had 64 last year, and because of the pandemic, it's been cut back to 24 this year. But a lot of ways to do it, and you'll see tonight two teams that come at it in very different ways. The Marquette team, the alumni team, the Golden Eagles, these guys all have played for Marquette. Many of them played together. Some old heads like Travis Dean are still on the ball club. But guys that had great success under Tom Crean at Marquette, and they live in the Milwaukee area, and they stay together, work out together, and they form this team, and they've been very good, although they've won zero. They've never won the championship, and this is a winner-take-all. Sideline Cancer is an original TBT team. They've been around for 7 years. It was formed as to raise awareness for pancreatic cancer. They've had a great run, and of the players' winnings tonight for Sideline Cancer, if they win, each player is going to be donating money to pancreatic cancer. So it's a great way to play for a cause, play for your old school, and it's pretty good basketball. These guys are names that you've probably heard of, particularly the guys who maybe stuck their toe in the NBA once upon a time, but all of them have gone on to have tremendous careers overseas and play at a very high level overseas. So you'll see good basketball tonight. These are not just a bunch of guys that got together, 2 weeks ago and decided to have a team. These guys have been practicing together, and if they haven't formally practiced together, they've played pro ball long enough that they know how to play. They can play pick and roll. They can defend pick and roll, and you'll see a good show tonight.
So after broadcasting these games, Bob, in the studio, what are some of the challenges the NBA broadcasts are going to have to face at the restart of the playoffs?
Well, I think probably, the biggest is basketball, Hugh, and old sports in a way, but basketball is such a game of emotion and such a game of passion that when you're courtside and when you're in the arena, you can feel it. Mm-hmm. You know when the momentum shifts and you know how much home court advantage means to a team. That's all gone. We sweeten the audio to take out the dead spots. If we just let you hear what it sounded like inside the arena, I think you'd be very disappointed because there's nobody there. As I said earlier, there's 50 people, and the only guys talking to the coaches and the players. So it's a very dead sound to it. So I think the audio has to be enhanced. But I think the biggest challenge for the guys calling these games is to get into a balance of how excited do I get, how do I push it without sounding over the top, because you're not going to get the normal reactions from the guys, and you're certainly not going to have the crowd to react to balance out that level of intensity in your broadcast. You have to concentrate so hard on the monitor. You know, when I'm calling a Hawks game at State Farm Arena or anywhere in the NBA, and all the guys, whether it's, Holman or, Mike Conti or all of us, we can see what we want to see. If I need to look at the bench, I can look at the bench. If I need to chat to a referee, I can chat them up. But here, I am totally at the mercy of the camera. Whatever those guys show me is the only thing I can see. So it's hard to identify players sometimes on the far side of the court because you're just kind of squinting to make sure you can see them. But other than that, you just you've done a million games, so you just kind of settle into the play-by-play call. But it is different. And, you know, the oddest thing is, I think, is like before the game and after the game. You know, we're so used to going over and go to shoot around and go to practice and you know, get to the arena and, you know, have a meal in the press room and chat with all the guys. And that, none of that exists. You walk in 90 minutes before the broadcast, you sit down, and you just wait for the tip. And then post-game, you know, you're ready to celebrate with a beverage and talk about the game and, you know, the whole fan experience. That doesn't happen. You just come back to the hotel. So those are some of the weird things that all the broadcasters are going to have to adjust to.
I got one quick one, Bob, for you on the way out. Got about a minute. But how important do you think it is for the Hawks to possibly play in that Chicago bubble with the excluded eight? I know that they're still talking about it. They haven't finalized anything. But how important would that be for them to get that type of experience with this young cohesive unit?
Oh, you said it. I think it's crucial. I hope this happens. Goodness, I can't imagine going until, mid to late December without playing a game from March 11th. And plus, we've got to retool our team. You know, we've still got, five open roster spots to fill going into next season, something like that. So out of the 17. So, I mean, we've got a long way to go, and I think that getting these guys back on the floor just to have, you know, getting everybody back together, we haven't been able to do that yet, is so important. So, yes, I am praying that that we can all get to Chicago and play real games, you know, and televise them and do all that and get these guys back out on the floor. I think it's really, really important.
Basketball tournament tonight, 7 o'clock on ESPN. Again, Sideline Cancer and the Golden Eagles. We'll be watching, Bob. Thanks so much for the time. Hope you and yours stay safe.
Have a good one.
We shall. And best to you guys. Great talking with you.
Great talking to you,
Bob Rathbun, a very familiar voice, of course, if you see him on the Hawks TV broadcast. And I'm glad you said that, too, about the Hawks, you know. Going from March 11th to the beginning of December without a game, that's a hard thing to ask of anybody when it comes to that, especially a team that you're trying to have possibly take the next step. We'll rehash some of the big stories coming in as we begin our final hour on the morning show. John and Hugh, Willie P. in for John, coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game at Radio.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.